check, check, check.
WSIV 944, mobile monitoring.
WSIU 709, mobile monitoring.
WSHF 567. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Paul, if you're out here.
Good morning, Sam. This is WRWB 49.
WRWB 49. Good morning, time to you.
Yes, good morning. What's going on with you today?
Avoidance, but that doesn't work, so, you know. But that's what I was trying to practice.
Yeah. Anyway, what are you working on today?
Mic'd up a bit slow.
Yeah, you faded out of that last transmission.
I really need to get an outdoor antenna or a base set up, but I'm outside with the radio now. What do I have to do today? After losing nothing. One, two, three, four, five, six things here waiting on parts.
Yeah, copy that. Yep. At least you got your work cut out for you for the week.
This Yamaha over here, the boy did leave the deposit. Otherwise, I'm not touching it. He's too wishy-washy. I told him I'm not going to work on it and have you say, oh, I don't want the work done. Leave me a deposit. Got a nice little mini bike over here for sale. It's a Monster Energy mini bike. It's got 8 hangers on it. $150.
gas or was it electric?
Gas. It has a Predator engine on it that has a cam in it and everything, but needs a motor. That's why I'm selling it cheap.
That's all right. I got no use for that.
Me neither. That's why it's for sale. Oh, Green Mallard's carburetor came yesterday, so I'm gonna get his generator done today. WSHF 567.
Yeah, carburetors now, they just so cheap. I mean, you could buy a fully built one that's already complete, cheaper than you can a rebuild kit in some instances. I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, the rebuild kit for his carburetor was $25. I got the carburetor for $30, you know, all brand new, so. Brand new carburetor and call it a day.
I'm sorry, what was that, Sam?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't say anything after I said I was going to put a brand new carburetor on it and call it a day. I didn't say anything after that.
Okay. Anyway. Well, I'm going to take a standby here for a minute.
Where's Paul at this morning?
He's busy, I think he said he was going to be busy doing some today. A bunch of us had met up last night, he showed up, and we were flying kites and that, and he was talking about, you know, doing something today, probably with the granddaughter or something. So, that's probably why he's not out here.
Copy all that, I did. Hey, Mike, I'm going to jump off here. WSHF 567, I'm monitoring, I'm clear. You have a good day, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, man. This is WRWB 49, we'll be standing by.
Be listening.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. WRCP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSIQ 479, Tom and Marla, monitoring.
WSHY 562. Morning 652, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, mobile monitor.
WSCZ 810, Paige, how are you doing?
doing this morning? This is WSID 817.
Good morning, 817. How are you?
I am slowly but surely awakening and trying to get the get my brain chooching so I can get the day started here. I'm on my second mug of coffee, and I want to run out to the Saginaw County Animal Shelter this morning and walk some dogs, and I just need some energy here.
Yeah, roger that. I am slowly weaving my way home here and get to get a few hours of sleep and turn around and go right back to work.
You're a wild man. You are a wild man. I don't think I would be able to do that. Did you just work all night?
Yeah, usually I work overnight. I go in midnight, Wednesday night, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I work midnights, and then Sunday I get out, usually about 8 in the morning, and then I got to be back at 4, work till midnight, and then I got 3 days off.
Yeah, copy that, roger. That is a busy schedule. I imagine the week resets on Sunday, and that's why it kind of lines up that way. Yeah, I work Monday through Friday. Oh my gosh, it's been that way for me for a while. I love having my weekends off, but back when I used to work on weekends, I thoroughly enjoyed having time during the week off, because you could go to a movie, you go to the store, everybody's out working, so you got the whole place to yourself. So that was pretty cool, but yeah, I got to go up to Tawas Point tonight to take pictures, and so I'm going to be away for a little while, but that's what I'll be doing while you're working, I guess. Not jealous of all the working you have to do today.
Yeah, it's been a busy, chaotic weekend. But yeah, our pay cycle ends Sunday at night, so it actually, that's just a coincidence that Sunday is my Friday. I chose to have Mondays and Tuesdays off because those are the days that my partner and I have stuff that we do together, and some of the groups that we belong to usually meets on Tuesdays. So my schedule might change next month because they start school here in a couple weeks, and they got classes on Monday, so I don't know, maybe my schedule will change, I don't know, haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah, right to that. Well, oh my gosh, it's 8:45, I better get going. Been monkeying around with the radios all morning and drinking coffee and petting dogs. But you take care and drive safely. We'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring, but I got to get out the door here.
Yeah, roger. That was good chatting with you. Good to catch up a little bit. Have yourself a wonderful day. A safe trip up to Dallas there. Be safe. Be alert, especially with that Z-Bridge closed down. And we'll talk to you again soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. We're clear.
Monitoring frequency.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the prison.
This is WSID 817 on the mobile.
WSET 572 standing by.
Good morning, sir. WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Monitoring the frequency.
WRZP 544, how are you doing today, Bob? This is WSID 817, Mike in Saginaw.
817, good morning, Mike. All systems go here, sir. How about yourself?
Roger that. They started slowly this morning. It took me a while to get my coffee and wake up, but I'm out at the Saginaw County Animal Shelter. I've been walking dogs for a couple hours now, so all things are good here. We're cleaning kennels and walking dogs outside and soaking up the sunshine before it gets too warm.
Roger that. Keep up with the good deeds, my friend. Yeah, no complaints here. Much like yourself, going to take the dogs out to the Pigeon River here in a little bit and let them run, and then we'll throw them in the old Pigeon River forest and rinse them off before we come home, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I like going up to the Isabo River and going camping. That's one of my favorite camping spots. And, well, when it's hot out, those dogs will sit there and they'll pant and they'll drink water and they'll pant some more. But nothing quite cools them off like a little bath in the river.
Roger that. Roger that, my friend. Well, keep doing what you're doing, and we'll do it again, I'm sure, Mike. And enjoy the rest of your weekend here and have a safe week. I'm sure we'll talk again. WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your final, sir.
That's very good, Bob. You take care and have a fantastic day. Take care of those dogs. We'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'm clear and I'm monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
Hey, good morning, Chad. How are you doing today? I haven't talked to you in a minute. This is WSID 817.
Good morning, 817, WSBM 993, how's it going?
You know, I'm keeping busy. I've been walking dogs this morning, and then I got to go all the way up to Tawas tonight for family pictures on my mom's side of the family there.
Copy that. Well, that'll be a nice day for it, it looks like, out there today. In the family picture gathering. Hey, Ducky and me, all the dogs with you?
I haven't decided what to do about it. I think I'm just going to leave them at home because it would be kind of hectic to try and wrangle them for a picture, and it'll give me an excuse to come back home quickly. I'm thinking I'll just leave them at home and then I'll just be gone for a little while most of the time driving. But we'll see how it goes. How has your week been?
Oh, it's been going okay, I guess. Not too bad. Yeah, man, appreciate the shout-out, definitely. Always good to talk to you and hear from you. Glad you're over there at the shelter walking the dogs and taking care of the dogs today. That's great.
Yeah, copy that, Chad. Thanks. We'll just wanted to wave the morning. We'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Roger, roger. Same to you, man. Likewise. You have yourself a good one, and we'll talk again soon. WSBM 993 will be monitoring.
WSAA 336 monitoring and mobile. WSID 817, are you out there? WSAA 336. Negative on that, so let's try WSBM 993. Chad, are you out there? WSAA 336, clear and monitoring, and mobile.
I hear you, 336.
All right, who do I got?
Joe, SBN 300.
All right, yeah, good to hear from you. What you up to today? CSA 336, clear and monitoring.
WSGH 922, listening.
992, this is WSAA 336. How you doing today?
Doing well, Chuck. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, Greg. How you been?
I guess like Bob says, if I was doing any better, it'd be illegal.
Yeah, copy that, man. That's good news.
Yep, all good on this end. How you been?
I'm pretty good. I've been tied up with taking care of my mom. She fell again and was in the hospital, had surgery and stuff, so I haven't been out. But, yeah, you been on the side-by-side at all, cruising around?
Man, sorry to hear about your mother there. I know you've been taking care of her right along, so good for you. Actually, I have not lately. It's just been a little bit hot here lately, but yeah, we're gonna wait till the weather snaps a little bit before we get out and ride around in that.
Yeah, I hear you, especially today. Holy smoke! Seems like Arizona instead of Michigan, doesn't it?
Roger, roger on that. Yeah, you get in that side-by-side and get her all warmed up, and it's miserable. So, yeah, we wait till it gets a little bit cooler.
Yeah, that's probably one of those things that throws heat right back on you.
Yep, yep, you got that right. Yep, comes right up in between the seats there. The engine's behind us, but, yeah, it's it's a little bit of a heater there.
Makes it nice for the fall and the winter, anyway.
You know what? That it does. Yep, in the wintertime, I get out and plow some snow, and, yeah, no problem there. No coat, no nothing in the cab.
Yeah, I got to say I'm a little jealous of that, but, yeah, I hear you. That sounds great.
Yeah, I just wish we get a little bit more snow. You know, I went out and bought a plow last year. I think I used it three times, but probably two of the times I didn't need to, but I just got out there anyways.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I know, it's like, I got a new snowblower one time, and it was like, man, I can't wait for snow, and I think it's like what you said, is it didn't snow much that year, and I'm like, man, it was kind of like a waste of money, you know?
Yeah, I feel sorry for those guys that buy those snowmobiles that are 20 grand. Last year was not bad, but the year before, I think they got 4 days in, that was about it.
Yeah, I know, man. It's like when I see people like up north trailering around snow machines, I say, man, I'd like to have one. But I think you're almost better with a quad, because then that way you can use it year round, you know.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, I used to snowmobile years ago, but those days are over. But yeah, the side-by-side was more in line for us old farts.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I got too many other hobbies for one of them right now. So, you know, when I get good and ready, maybe I'll get one.
Yeah, roger. All right, my friend, I heard you out there, so I thought I'd throw my call out. I didn't know if you were home or mobile, but good talking with you, Chuck. We'll chat with you later. WSGH 922, I'll be clear in your final.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. I'm glad I heard you on there. Yeah, I was mobile. I was just heading home, just pulled in the driveway, so perfect timing. But I'm going to be listening on my handheld for most of the day, so this is WSAA 336, I'll be clear, and monitoring.
Station 922, WIUG, plate 8.
What's happening there, Jack?
Sunday, some sunshine, and it's going to be 92 today.
Roger. Yeah, it's going to be a hot one for sure. Your garden holding up?
Oh, I got to go out there and water those things. They need to be watered like almost every day. I go out there and water.
Yeah, it should be getting ready to spit out some good cucumbers and stuff there, and tomatoes, I think.
Yeah, it's producing like 2 or 3 a day, sometime 1, you know what I mean? And just the little small ones, they're not getting that big.
That's all right. They will. They'll, couple more weeks, they'll start cranking out there. So the brisket turned out pretty good. We got some left over here for you.
Well, I don't know about today. Maybe tomorrow.
It'll be here next time you show up. We put some in the freezer, too.
Well, that's good. Anyhow, I was this morning, you know, what time was it? About 11:04. The ISS came by, and I put out about 3-4 call sign, and I heard 82 at the end. That's all I heard.
Roger. Yeah, I haven't had any success with that, and I don't know why, but I keep trying.
You know, the best time is 3 o'clock, 3:37, and they get 78%.
Yeah, I was just looking on mine. 77%, 3:37 it says here on mine. So mine's a little bit different because I'm in a different location.
Yeah, go ahead. Station 922, you still out there?
Yeah, I came back to you. I don't know what happened there. I was just saying, mine says 77 degrees.
Mine says 78, which is excellent. Roger.
Yep, that's what Captain Don said. He hadn't been out there in a while. I usually see him on YouTube doing live videos of the ISS, but that girl's got him wrapped up tight.
Probably, yeah. That's the first starting. That's why.
Yeah, I talked to him a while when I think he was moving her in, the day he was moving her in. He was on the radio and, yeah, all right. Anyways, he's tied up with the girls.
Yeah, no problem. Give him time. He'll be out there. He was out there yesterday on the FBI, so.
Oh, okay, Roger that. I didn't hear him out there.
Well, great. Good talking to you. Let me go out there for another cup of coffee. We'll talk later. And I'm not going to be at the base station. I'll be moving. I'll be going to the other side of town.
Okay, Jack, good talking with you. Be safe out there. We'll chat with you later. WSGH-92, I'll be listening.
Hey, Greg, good talking to you. WIUG-488.
IUG-488, WRCC-544.
This is Brother Bob. I was looking for you yesterday. I want to see how you're doing. You weren't out in the air at all. WSFY587.
I wasn't in the air yesterday. I was away from the house most of the day, right?
Roger that, Bob. No problem. I just want to see how you're doing. Roger.
No complaints here, Jack. No complaints, brother. All systems go here. Working in the garden. You've got a bunch of zucchini and tomatoes in so far, and the beans are going wild, and harvested quite a bit of strawberry this year as well, Roger.
That's good. You got a lot of sweet strawberries, that's for sure. All right, Bob, there's another station out there. I don't know who's that out there. We're going to let it go anyhow. Good talking to you, Bob. Take care. We'll talk later. WIUG-488.
As always, sir, we'll do it again. Yeah, we'll free the channel. WRZP-544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear and monitor.
Go ahead, that station out there. Station 544, WIUG-488, copy. WS-585-88-7-8-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E-7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E7-E W. W-I-U-G. Wait, it's clear.
WSFY587, clear. I will try later. WSFY587, clear.
Station 587, you're coming in clear right now. Stay where you're at. That way you're coming clear. WIEG 488.
Thank you.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSBM 902 will be monitoring.
WSCI 432 mobile monitoring.
Good afternoon, 432 WRZC 544 Sheboygan County Bob. How are you doing today, sir?
Not too bad, 544. How are you doing this morning? This is WSCI 432.
Living the dream, and if it was any better, it'd probably be illegal, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Roger that.
Where are you transmitting out of?
I am on a 550 repeater. I'm not sure if it's Barrington or the Mayville. I'm up here at mile marker 173 on I-75 at south.
Roger that. We'll keep going what you're doing here, brother, and travel safe, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. WRZC 544, Sheboygan County Box.
Copy that. You have yourself a good day. It was nice meeting you there, 544. This is WSGI 432. Take care. This is, I'll be monitoring a mobile.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. You got copy? No copy on WSGU 844, WSHR 566. Clear mine. WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSAA 336 monitoring and mobile.
320, John, you're on the frequency.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring. WSGG 772 Shelby Township mobile monitoring.
772, go ahead. WIUG 48.
Hey, Jack, where you been? I haven't talked to you in a long time. Did you go to the old country for vacation?
Oh, I've been at so many frequencies. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, now you got your ham license. You just kind of ignore us GMSers, right?
Oh, I don't ignore you. I still listen to you. You were out there yesterday with a good friend of mine from Ohio. Roger.
Yeah, I heard you talking. I was home when you were talking. Yeah, I'm going to Columbus, Ohio the week of Labor Day.
That's good. What's out there?
Meeting a friend out there.
I see, yeah. Yeah, he's a very, very good guy if you talk to him. 847. Very nice guy. I knew him from a 22.
Yeah, I have a radio with me, and I'll be modulating in Ohio as well.
Just keep it on the 625. You'll be connected.
Thanks for the tip. Yeah, I'll keep it on the 625.
Go on repeater.com and see where you're going to be at in Columbus. See if there's any frequency by it there. And you should be able to hear us on 625.
Yeah, I'll check that out when I get to Columbus. I'll be staying at the La Quinta Hotel in Columbus.
Yeah, that is a good name, La Quinta. Yeah, that is a good name. That must be a good hotel there.
I always stay at the La Quinta. Yeah. They're nice hotels. I've never had a problem with them.
I heard they are very, very luxurious hotel there.
No, they're more the middle-of-the-road type hotel. They're right up there with the Holiday Inn.
I see. Well, yeah, go there and have a good time, buddy. No problem at all. Anyhow, really good to hear from you and good talking to you. We'll talk again, don't worry. I'll listen to that radio. Yeah, but I know you get off at 5, so I got to listen after 5. I got to just remember. Because sometime I go on hotspot, and, you know, then I'll be talking to people all over the world, that's why.
Yeah, copy that. I'm on vacation this week, so I'll try to get down to the breakfast club this Saturday morning coming up.
No problem. Anytime you like. No hurry either, so. And if you like it, no problem. I'll be there. I'm always there, so. All right. Take care. Good talking to you. And you're sounding good, by the way, that DB20. You're coming in loud and clear. I'm at Van Dyke and Hall Road right now. I'm here on Auburn and the Rochester Road. You're not too far from where I live. I live on West Utica Road between DeQuinda and Ryan Road. Roger that. You know what? We'll talk simplex some other day. Right now we can't because I'm driving and all that. So I'll be talking to you on a simplex. Just let me know when. Remember we talked on a simplex? I copy that. I remember that. I'm almost at my final destination. Take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 48. Heck, it's always a pleasure talking to you. This is WSGG 772, Shelby Township, at final destination. We're clear. RCX 218, WRCX 218, WIUG 48, copy. WRCX 218, WIUG 48, copy. Station 544, Station 544, WIUG 48, copy.
WRUG 488 from WSDM 993, copy.
And hello, Chad. How are you, sir?
Roger that. How's it going, Jack? Heard you out there. Wanted to jump in and say hello. I hope you're doing okay out there. Safe travels on the road. Try to stay cool today. Heard you in there and wanted to shout in and say hello.
I'm glad you came back because I want to see if we connected or not. We are, I know that now. I'm glad you came back. And good talking to you, and you take care, and thank you again for talking to you. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Yep, copy that, Jack. You're sounding loud and clear, full quieting, sounding really well in the mobile there, if you're in the mobile. WSDM 993 will be monitoring also, clear.
By the way, Chad, 993 is still there?
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Did you put up that base station?
I'm just running DB20 in the house right now on a power supply. Been running it for a while now. Just happened a Goya 72 mag mount up on top of the roof there by the eave troughs or whatever on a cookie sheet right now at the moment. But that's what we're running right now. We still have a DB20 in the vehicle also.
If you're on, I can tell you my antenna, that Harvest antenna. I'm not asking too much, but I'm asking about $50.
Roger that. You said Harvest CC200 or whatever, base antenna?
The Harvest I had. That CC200, right.
Roger that. You said about 50, eh?
Yeah. I don't mind for you.
I copy that. Yeah, I might be interested in that possibly. Just would have to figure out how we would, meet up or whatever if I'd have to come there or we could meet up some way or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't know yet, but I have plans to go again there by what the heck is it? By a friend there or or somewhere around close by, probably a week or a couple of weeks. I don't know yet. I'll let you know.
Yeah, copy that for sure. Yeah, let me know. Keep me posted, and we can go from there for sure. I have to get some coax, too, as well. So, yeah, definitely for sure. Keep me posted. Let me know for sure on that, Jack, WSPM 993.
No problem. I have a coax, too. I'll give you that coax. No big deal.
Roger that. Yeah, just keep me posted, informed. Definitely interested. So, sounds good. We'll be in touch. You got my number too, as well. Still, so we still got that phone number. WSBM 993. We'll be back monitoring, and we'll talk soon again, Jack. Thank you.
No problem. Take care. WIG, Wade, clear.
WSDF 252, looking for a radio check.
252,
WSIL 786, Mackinac Bridge, WSDH 280. Well, I'm sitting in a traffic jam on the top of the Mackinac Bridge.
Well, I'm here in Detroit, the theater, downtown Detroit, so that's quite a step.
2 may be a link to Saginaw, though, so that's probably the deal. WSCH 380, on the side.
I was curious to know which repeater it is, but I believe it's bounced around to more than one.
They must be linked to the 552. You are probably hitting the Sheboygan repeater, fifth link.
Copy that. Thanks for the info.
The RTZ 552 for the person sitting up on the bridge. Just kind of curious. Sunday traffic, or you guys got a high wind advisory up there?
WSGH 922 monitoring.
T902, how about it, 903 out there? WSFT902, how about it, Dave, 973 out there? Response 973, WSFT 902, standby monitoring.
Yeah, come on.
WSHR 566 to WSPU 844. You got a copy? No copy on WSPU 844. WSHR 566. Clear my room.
WSPU 693 monitoring.
WSAA 336, mobile and monitoring. WSGM 993, yes, copy. WSAA 336.
WSGM 993, mobile, go ahead.
What's going on, Chad? How you doing today?
WSBM 993, go ahead.
Yeah, Chad, you got a copy?
Yeah, go ahead there, 336, WSBM 993, you copy?
I can hear you. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good. What about yourself there? We coming in clear, T, okay?
Yeah, you got a little popcorn in the back, but that could be because I'm mobile, too. Just heading back from seeing Mom heading home. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I'm getting a lot of static and everything just in general, not just from you, but a lot of static interference coming through on this. I don't understand why, but there's a lot of static.
Yeah, maybe it has something to do with the heat. I don't know. I noticed when the repeater chimed in, there was a lot of static along with that also.
Yeah, copy that. Could be. But, yeah, other than that, man, doing okay. Mobile right now as well, driving Thomas Township area. But, yeah, doing okay. Things have been going pretty well your way as well.
Oh, yeah, just passed Center Road on State Street, heading home. Everything's good, yeah. I think Mom's through the worst of it, but, you know, she's in rehab center right now getting treated. So, yeah, she's on her way to recovery.
Yeah, copy that. Well, that's great, man. That's good to hear, man. Always good to hear. It's a warm one today, I'll tell you. It's a warm one today for sure.
Yeah, you got to keep it on the inside today for sure. I got the... Got the AC about maxed out, and the truck is barely keeping up.
Yep, copy that one. Well, I appreciate the shout out there, Chuck. Good to talk to you and hear from you as well. Safe travels out there on the road. You enjoy your Sunday and enjoy the rest of your day today, and we'll probably do it again soon as well. So for now, my friend, you take care and have yourself a good one. And we'll probably talk again soon. WSBM 993 will be clear and monitoring after yours.
Yeah, thank you, Chad. You have a good safe trip back also. Definitely we'll talk again soon. This is WSAA 336, clear, mobile, and monitoring.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSCT 257, going to be mobile.
WSID 817, this is WSAA 336, you got a copy?
WSAA 336 clear.
GP544, Sheboygan County Bob. We're monitoring the frequency from the side-by-side.
Copy that, Bob. Copy that. WSDJ 347.
WCHR, 566, WSDU 844. WSBM 993 monitoring.
WFFT 902, 973, you out there? WFFT 902, 973. Dave, you got your radio on? And no response on 973. WFFT 902. I'll be monitoring for a bit.
202 base.
USBM 993 mobile radio check. WSBM 993 mobile radio check.
It's working.
Appreciate it. Thank you, WSBM 993.
WSAL 946, I'm monitoring.
WSU 282, if you hear this, man, I'll be ready in about 10 minutes.
RMZ 456, standing by.
Huh? What?
Who? What? Where?
When and why? And to what degree? WSIL 94 monitoring the channel mirror.
Boy,
you had yourself a stack of them reds there, Ralph.
Oh, jeez. I regretted that yesterday. Hope I didn't get out of control Friday.
Yeah.
A little adult beverage. He goes a long way with me.
Nah, you were all right, man. As far as I was awake, you know, could tell they were kicked in, man, but you were all right.
Well, that's good to hear. Anybody out there, if I've offended anybody, I apologize. WSI Health 946. So how's it going today, Dave?
Well, I'm hot, a little sweaty, left leg's giving me problems, but other than that, it's going, I guess. WSOZ 793, I forgot to throw that in there. It's going all right, though, getting ready to go to bed here in a minute. What's happening with you?
Oh, not much. Oh, yeah, it was hot out there today. The sun is kind of gone now, and it's starting to cool off a little bit, but I'm just YouTubing, sitting around doing nothing, you know.
Yeah, that's me. I spent most of the day, though, laying down. That was the only time my leg didn't hurt is if I was laying down. I don't know what the hell is wrong with it, but it's giving me problems today. That's all right. I'm used to it, so. But yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm just looking at YouTube, and I had just turned it on a few minutes ago there, and I heard the key up.
Yeah, copy that. Well, you know, I didn't even talk yesterday. I was in bad shape. You know, an old man like me, I just can't do that to myself anymore.
Yeah, that's the part that sucks, man. It's the next day. Yep, you tell yourself, man, I ain't doing this no more, and then next thing you know, well, maybe I won't do so much tonight and drink so much tonight, and then still the next day you're like,
Yeah, copy that. You know, Dave, I'm still debating whether to put an antenna outside or not. I could go either way. I should just stick with what I got and be happy with it. But that's not my nature. I always gotta try to one up it, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, it's your gear, it's your stuff, it's your imagination, it's your brain. You know, nobody can run you but yourself. You want to put an antenna outside? Put an antenna outside. There's no law against it. And, you know, hell, you might be glad you did. Who knows? I hear you, 902. Hang on.
Yeah, copy that. Well, hey, I'm gonna go clear and stand by here, Dave. WSAL 946. Good talking.
Yeah, hey, Ralph, we'll talk to you in a little bit. Have yourself a good evening if we don't, though. And, you know, all that other good stuff there. WSOZ 793. Come on, 902.
I just wanted to say something to Ralph. Yeah, we're all that way, because I'm still contemplating putting one up my chimney, you know, for not necessarily GMRS right this second, but... Yeah.
Well, you know, I'd probably jump right on it, but I'd have to pay somebody to put it up, or I can't do it. I'll break my damn neck.
Where do you live at?
Roseville. I'm right at the freeway in Gratiot here.
All right, roger that. Roseville. 696 in Gratiot?
Yeah, roger.
Yeah, I got a ton of family right there in 696 in Gratiot. Plus, I used to work at the Ritz back in the day.
The Ritz. I haven't been in this area. I've only been in this area about 6 years. So, but I do remember the Ritz. Whereabouts was it?
Well, it started out the Rare Cherry, then it went to the Maniac, and then it went to the Ritz, and it was on Fraser and Gratiot, which is a half a mile south on 696 in Gratiot. But if you're serious about putting an antenna up, shoot, I got ladders. We can work something out.
In a sec. Well, let me look into it. Sounds good, man. Sounds good. You know, my plan is to go right, clamp it right to one of the vent pipes on the house. You know, it's just what a vent pipe. Just right on there. Pole shouldn't have to be too long. Get it up again above the peak and what have you.
Right on. Is it a two-story or a single story?
Just a single story here.
That's a piece of cake, brother. I got you. We'll hash out the details another day, just get with Dave, and we'll figure all that out. But yeah, if you're serious and you need that up, I don't have an issue with that.
Well, thank you. I don't know what to, I don't know what I'd buy. I guess, if I'm going to do it, I might as well go with like a 6 dB, you know, a little ground plane antenna up there with some 400 coax. Might as well, if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it right.
WSFT 902 for identification purposes, because I don't know if I called them out. Yeah, but either way there, buddy, I mean, you figured out if you need something like that done, it's a single story, I mean, that's a piece of cake to me. I'm still young enough to get up there. I don't have an issue with it. It doesn't have to be ASAP either, whenever. So.
All right, 902. Sounds good. I'm gonna. I think I'm gonna do it. At least I'm gonna buy up what I need, and just go for there. From there.
Yeah, like I said, it's not an issue. It's gonna be. It's easy. As long as it's a single, and the pitch ain't too steep per se. You know, I wouldn't have an issue with it. It's a standard Roseville house, so usually the pitches ain't too bad, so. But either way, like I said, you get the material, you figure it all out, get with Dave or get with me if you hear me out here on 902. And, it's not an issue.
Sounds good. Sounds great. Sounds great. Oh, boy. Dave and I, well, he said he's just YouTubing, and that's about all I got going here tonight. Happy.
No, roger that. I've been chasing money for 2 months over this job, and finally things aligned in the right spot, and somebody came by and handed me an envelope full of money, so I'm a happy camper right now, so life's good. I've been trying to get a hold of Dave I think I talked to him last night either way, but want to make sure he's all good. I was going to touch base with him, so I'm sure, I think he said he's going to go hit the restroom real quick, but when he gets back, I'll
I'll say howdy, Adam.
I'm already back. Yeah, roger that. Well, Dave tells me his legs are aching him today, and I got a lot of respect for fellas like him and me that we're in constant. There's always some kind of pain shit going on.
Yeah, roger that. I'm pretty busted up still too. The wife had both of her knees done, and I can't afford to have the operation right now because I got to keep working. So if it wasn't for, if I had lay down time for a couple months, I'd get it done too myself. I'm pretty busted up, but still get around good enough. So.
What do you need? A knee or a hip?
No, I was talking about myself. I said my wife had hers done. I got two torn meniscus in my knees. They're all shot, you know. Like I said, if I had enough time to not work, I'd get an operation done. But I don't have the time. I got to keep working. Got to keep swinging away at life, so.
Yeah, roger that. No, I heard you. I heard you. You busted up. I had, I had a hip replacement. Boy, 10 years ago? It's the best. I had a knee probably 20 years ago, meniscus. Had a replacement, but it's good, too. I mean, being out of that pain from that is a root. You're going to love it when you get time. You got to do it.
Yeah, roger that. They were going to do a microscope on it and clean out all the, arthritis or something up in there, and plus it's torn, and I mean, I'm not going to get on a full replacement, but they were going to clean it up for me, but I can't do the downtime.
Yeah, roger that. I had my meniscus trimmed up. I guess that's about all they did. I didn't have any arthritis in there back then. And it's 100%. And if the bucket of money falls in and you can take a little time, I would suggest you get it done.
Definitely roger that. It ain't just even the money. It's just I just got to keep going. You know, so it's just life, brother, you know.
Yeah, roger this. What do you think, Dave? What do you think about this old age crapola? I'm dealing with it every day. Just about, you know. After a while, you just get used to it, like I have. I just stopped questioning everything and saying, hell with it. This is the way it is. Yeah, roger that. Well, I'll tell you, with the pain, I got back issues. I had a surgery that didn't fix it, but the pain, it really brings on the depression sometimes, you know. I gotta force myself to do things a lot of the time.
You're right about bringing on the depression. That happens to me. When I'm hurting, man, like hell. Yeah. Depression and everything sets in. It's like it all comes in at once, and it's like, but all I can do is sit and just tell myself, well, you gotta write it out. You know, it'll stop sooner or later.
Yeah, copy that. What were we talking? We were talking like Grand Funk and Blue Cheer the other night. I'm gonna go quiet here and stand by. I'm gonna get into a little bit of music.
Roger that. I was doing that a little bit earlier, looking at some videos, the old stuff. You know, the old, what do you call it? They're not, forget it. They're old videos, and they're not as, the definition ain't like it is, like if it was a newer video or whatever, however the hell I'm saying it, but, yeah, that's what I was doing earlier, and then I turned the radio on. If anybody, I got out here this morning, but there was nobody. There was nobody at all, and I shut it back off there, okay. But, yeah, go on ahead, Ralph. Do your thing, my man. I'm going to do a few things here, and then I think I'm going to call it a night and lay down and hopefully go to sleep for the night. But I'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend, WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
All right, Dave. All righty. 902, both of you guys, have a good evening. I'm going to go clear. I'll be monitoring a little bit if I can hear it, but WSAL 946, I'm on the side.
Yeah, WNC now, too. I just want to check with you, Dave. I just want to make sure you're all right. Like I said, I was just kind of worried about you. I heard you last night for a little while. We talked late last night, but I didn't hear you out there this morning. This morning I had to go bounce and take care of some other stuff, and tomorrow I got to throw a rotor on Mama's car, and then I got to go to do another job, something, I forget. I know I got to do something tomorrow. I just want to make sure you're all good, you know. Just wanted to check in with you. I tried getting with Stevie earlier, but no phone call back, so he's back in his not answering the phone stage. So guess it is what it is. I just want to make sure I checked on you, though, brother. So I'd like to get back to your YouTube. I'm going to get back into what I had going on, and I'll definitely get a hold of you later. So WFST 902, I'll be hanging out monitoring.
Yeah, Roger that. Appreciate it, man. I'm doing all right. Luckily, you're giving me trouble today, but it ain't nothing to get into. It's you know, it's when you're used to it, you're used to it. I wouldn't even have said nothing out here, really, but I got out here this morning. I keyed it up this morning, I think about 5, 6 o'clock, and nobody was out there. And so I shut it off, and I did my usual YouTubing and whatever else and stuff. And then, like I said, I was in here getting ready to go to bed here in a few minutes, and I was watching some YouTube, and I figured, well, I'll turn it on and see if anybody's out here. And then you guys are out here, I guess they're right.
Yeah, definitely. I had my radio on this morning too. I didn't hear nothing, and maybe I was making a cup of coffee when you hollered out, but I didn't catch it. So I had it on from probably like 4 o'clock in the morning till, and I walked out about 8 o'clock when I walked out the door. And I didn't take my radio with me. So.
Yeah, all right. Well, ain't no big thing. It is what it is. Like I said, one day runs into the next. So. How it works around here. All right, my friend, I'll let you get on with your business. I'm going to get on with mine, and probably going to shut down here and get ready to go to bed. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. If I have it on later, if I can't sleep or something, I'll be out here, but I might be able to sleep tonight. So anyway, catch you later, my friend. Sounding good as usual. Have yourself a good night, WSOZ 793, and I'm shutting down.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, you're blowing through full mod. I got it up on high because I left it on high from when I drive around with it. So normally when I'm out in the backyard or something, I'll put it down to medium or low. So I've already burned up half my battery. So But yeah, Dave, I'll definitely put it on you tomorrow, and if I think about it, I'll grab some of the night-night pills, drop off a couple for you. But we'll see what tomorrow brings. WFST 902. I'll be standing by monitoring for a little bit, but then I'm going down too.
Roger, and I'm clear.
Go ahead, Dave Rake.
Hey, this is WSAD 841 monitoring.
841, WSAL 946, copy.
Hey there, 946, how are you doing this evening?
Not too bad, not too bad. I just jumped on YouTube here, as I was telling Dave, and just looking around for something good to watch.
Oh yeah, I copy that. I've been running the Fleetwood Mac Rumors album seemingly on repeat for a couple days now.
Well, you know, I like the old rock, the old heavy rock, and I'm a 90s alt guy, but Fleetwood, I never could get into Fleetwood Mac. But, you know, a lot of the stuff was really good, but I never went after it, you copy?
Copy that. Yeah, it's a mood. I mean, my interests range all the way from Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd all the way to Blink-182 and Deftones and Incubus and all sorts. It's all about matching the mood.
Yeah, copy that. Copy that. It is all a mood thing. Yeah, I think there was a break in there. Come on. Well, I guess not. WSIL 946 here for ID.
This is WSAB 841 for ID. So yeah, I've heard bits and pieces here and there. 946, so you're trying to... Are you looking at making an antenna?
Well, you know, I thought about it, but I'll probably just buy something off the shelf, you know, pre-tuned, that I don't have to mess with, you know, or whoever's taking care of it for me doesn't got to go up and down that ladder and be screwing around with it too much. 284 told me you bought some your coax. I was talking to him about your setup. Not LMR, KMR 400, I think is what it is.
Yeah, I copy that. I ended up picking up like a 50-foot run of LMR 400 for like just shy of $38 on Amazon.
Yeah, I've seen it on there. Well, it's definitely working well. I'm rear leery, you know, you can get radios, you can get antennas, and know or not if they're authentic. But coax, I mean, I'd hate to get some crappy old knockoff stuff, you know.
I'll copy that. I mean, I was kind of feeling at the time that it might not even be that sweet, but I have like a 62-foot run of it, I think, right now, and I haven't experienced a whole lot of drop or loss until I connected my ground somehow. That, like, I drove an 8-foot ground rod in the ground and connected like an actual lightning arrestor and everything, and that seemed to actually drop my signal a little bit.
Did you check it with the SWR? Did it change?
Yeah. I went from previously, I had just a 50-foot run of it coming directly into my house, and that was like a 1.07 SWR. And then once I added 12 more feet of the same cable and the lightning arrestor in the ground, that jumped it to a 1.7. So it came up like 0.7 or so, a little higher than I want, but seems to still be okay.
Yeah, copy that. Well, what I gather is, you know, every connection you make, I mean, you got two at your grounding setup. Maybe you got a little shorty going to the radio, you know, so you don't foul up the thing. There's another extra connection, and they all kind of go into the formula, I guess.
I'll copy that. And I previously didn't actually have any heat issues either with my radio, and since the implementation of the ground rod, my radio's been seeming to get a little bit on the hotter side. I think it's pushing, I mean, it's a DD40, and my power supply reads that while transmitting, I'm actually consuming a total of like 107 watts. So, I mean, I think like 30 of those watts just, or like 13 or something, just keep the radio on. But clearly it's drawn a little bit more than it was previously.
Yeah, roger that. Well, let me ask you, you got a grounded, is it into a grounded receptacle, your power supply in the house?
Roger that. Yeah, I have it plugged into a surge protector, and the power supply does have the ground on it. So theoretically, I should be completely safely grounded. I don't actually have an antenna pole, even though I was kind of playing with the idea of adding one to get a little extra height. But right now, my antenna's just mounted in my gutters, and yeah, about 50 feet down or so. Goes into the lightning connect or lightning arresters, and then up into my house another 12 feet later.
Yeah, copy that. And let me ask you this: how'd you mount it to the gutters? What did you do?
So funny enough, I have what some people call a little bit of a problem where I keep like everything, and so my J pole is actually like suspended in a piece of PVC, some like super thin wall PVC, just to kind of protect it from the elements. And the J pole itself is only about maybe 20 inches long, but the piece of PVC is 30 inches. So the J pole is like more up in it, and there's about like 10 inches of dead space down below, just so I had, you know, mounting options. And I actually screwed an L bracket that came with a set of lines that I didn't end up using, and I just got some channel locks and bent it so that it hooked my gutter real well, and then just put a hole through the top of it right into my gutter with like a self-tapping screw, and it seems to be holding really well, actually.
I know, too.
902, is that you coming in here?
If you don't mind, I have a quick opinion on that.
Well, I certainly would love to hear it.
Okay, so I have another antenna that I have mounted to my gutter. But what I did is I took how big is that? It's probably, maybe 8x8 piece of 10, and screwed that to the gutter, and then I put the magnet mount onto that so you have some type of ground plane. If you just got that in a little L bracket, it doesn't have a ground plane to it, so that's going to throw off his SWR for sure.
But, you know, these wire J-poles, I don't think they require a ground plane. Actually, they don't want to be around anything.
I had to get with Dave because he had a magnet mount that was on a cookie sheet. And I don't know if the antenna that he's talking about is the same as what Dave had, but he moved the antenna from the center to the more towards the outside of it. It changed some stuff with it, so I'm just throwing that out there.
Hey, roger that, roger that. What do you think, 841? Well, I, like I said, I was contemplating making myself a J-pole, but I think it came across where you don't, they don't require a ground plane. Am I right?
Roger, 946, and thanks for tuning in there, 902. But yeah, as far as I'm aware, J-poles don't use a ground plane at all. They actually like kind of short themselves out to be their own ground. So there's like a short section of wire that resonates against the long section of wire. So they don't actually use the ground at all. And I think that's where the increase in SWR came, because I was, like I said, at a 1.07 and it only increased to 1.7 once I added the lightning arrestor that was correctly grounded. As far as I understand, J-poles function better with nothing around. They just blast out every direction equally, as long as there aren't any obstructions.
Yeah, that's kind of what I read. Well, like I say, I'm going to go. I'll probably go with something. 902 might just get together and help me get something on the roof, but... you know, if I buy something that's going to be a high gain, get some good coax, you know, and, hey, it's going to go big, you might as well go big.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you have the capability, definitely. I run a pretty tight budget over here, and I also happen to have an interest in DIY in general, so those kind of matched up into just trying to see if I could make something, and I did, and it worked, and yeah, I'm pretty happy with it. The only issue is that ground seemed to actually make it worse, but, I mean, it's technically safer, I guess, the way it is, so it's probably just like a necessary evil, you know.
Hey, 902, come on.
Because I don't fully understand everything, I'm just listening to you guys and kind of learning as I go, because I don't know everything about everything, and I didn't read what the antennas were or what they are. The only thing I might suggest is maybe unhooking the grounds and see if that makes a difference and see if it's wrong to put a ground in there. But then, you know, you'd have to do the research of if it's better to ground or not to ground. Because I personally don't know with the GMRS style stuff. So.
Copy that, 902. Yeah, I'm pretty sure for antennas, any sort of antennas you have is supposed to be grounded, like as far as code goes. I was talking to Jack a couple nights ago. He was saying that he doesn't typically ground his antennas, and that he kind of feels like you're inviting lightning by giving it like an easy path to ground, which I almost kind of feel it might be the case. I do think my buddy 284 has an SWR meter. I don't have it on my own, so I think maybe next time he's in the neighborhood, I might see if disconnecting the ground seems to make a big difference.
Yeah, roger that. I don't mean to butt in on you guys, but yeah, if I would go with kind of Jack's the man when it comes to this. When we first, me and Dave got into this, anything Batman said, we did, like the Nagoya antennas for the handhelds and the BB20, I think is what Dave got, and which antenna get with that. So I don't have one of them BB20, so I don't know anything about them or the antennas, so, but I do know about grounding because I do electrical, so that part of that much of it I do know, but that's where I'm at. I'm learning as I go, too, so what you guys are talking about, I'm taking that as advice of what to do and what not to do. Roger that.
Well, hold on.
I was playing around actually the TV like about a year ago, and as far as hunting and tending my truck,
I imagine is the same as GMRS
and everything. Like, I tried putting like one of those fire sticks up there or whatever, and ground plane versus ground, like I kept like running, you know, braid strap after braid strap from the luggage rack on my truck down to the body, from the body to the frame, trying to make sure like everything was like electrically grounded. But ground plane seems to be very, very different, and I still don't have that great of an understanding on it. But yeah, J-pole antennas in particular, they produce their own ground plane, I guess.
Okay, I caught the last probably minute of your conversation. You guys keyed up on each other. But yeah, I kind of got what you said there with the grounding of it, and that the antenna for your base station kind of required a ground in a way for the coax part of it. I am taking it.
Get a handbook.
Well, these homemade J-poles, you mount them up in PVC, and depending on how you mount them, you may not need that big earth ground because, you know, you don't have a tripod up there, you don't have any of that, and it's PVC sticking up. I think if you just, you put your ground isolator on the coax is all you really need.
Get an antenna handbook.
Which podcast? Antenna handbook. I don't even have any at this point, but I'm just trying to learn from these guys what they're playing around with and figuring out, so.
Copy that. I think everyone out here is still learning. You know, there's plenty to take in. I think I'm probably about to get in the shower, though. I shaved my beard off like a half hour ago. I'm starting to get a little itchy. But 946, 902, it was a pleasure chatting with you guys. I might be back on a little bit later. But for now, this is WSAB 841, clear and monitoring.
All right, 841, have a good one. Have a good one, WSAL 946, 902. You too. I'm going to go clear again.
All right, Roger, guys. I do appreciate the feedback. I was kind of talking them through that grounding part, too, so hope I didn't give them no bad advice. But anyways, WSFT 902, I'm going to be signing off myself. Everybody have a great evening. Talk to you later.
Hey, handbook person, you have a call sign, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
WSAI 847. WSAI 847. WIUG 48, copy.
WSAI 847, how you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good. You're sounding excellent. I don't know what it is, but you're sounding excellent.
Oh, thanks, Jack. Yeah, conditions are phenomenal. Last week or so, with all this heat and stuff down this way, so yeah, you're sounding great down this way. Go ahead.
Roger, yeah, last week it was way different from this week. this week is a different week, too. And also the clear sky out there. Roger?
Oh, yeah, with the lake water and the warm air here helping out a lot there. So, real good. You have a good day there. Keep cool there, Jerry.
I was over at a family's house. She have a house right on the golf course, and a lot of people, they were on the golf course playing golf.
Hey, okay, good deal. Yeah, I gave a call a couple times on the other van there, but I'll have to catch you there one day. That's it. That was up too, up that on the other van there. So I'll be listening out there.
Yeah, no problem. I always monitor that anyhow with that 6 to 5 same time on the handheld or the TYT 9600. I always do that. Roger?
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. Yeah, you sounded good into the system now. So anyway, Jack, you have a good evening there, and I appreciate the system up that way. It's phenomenal. And we will talk again soon there. Have a good evening. WSAI 47, Cleveland, Ohio. I'll be clear.
Roger that, Dan, anytime. We'll talk tomorrow again if the condition is on your side or my side. Anyhow, what I'm going to do, I need to know if I can get a hold of you on the other side there. What do I put in? And the radio. That way I can put it on the radio.
Are you talking on the FBI network or what there?
That's why I want to know if I want to get a hold of you on the FBI or give me the frequency and reach up from here. On the FBI is good. I like that.
Yeah, I was getting the 175 and the 600 there pretty good lately, so that's the ones I listen to. That's when I can get down this way.
Oh, okay. No problem at all. Well, you go take care, and you have a good evening. And we'll talk tomorrow again. WIUG 48.
Okay, Jack. Take care. Have a good one. Talk soon. WSAI 47.
WSAI 847. WIUG 48. Copy.
Yeah, WSAI 47. Go ahead, Jack.
Next week, the band 10, the frequent, the band 10 on the Yaesu, it'll be all open next week. That's what I heard from a lot of people.
Yeah, we got the big solar activity going right now, so hopefully that'll transition into some nice conditions there for sure. So thanks a lot. Thanks for the heads up. I'll keep listening. WSA 47.
Hey, good talking to you again. Take care. WIUG 48, clear.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitor. Roger in Bay County.
WSID 817 on the mobile.
817 WSGH 922. How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good, Greg. Thanks for asking. Just by chance, were you listening to MI1 as well? I put my call sign out on there, but I know I don't come through on the James Township repeater very clearly, so I figured I would try on the BERT repeater this time.
I actually wasn't on the radio here for a little bit. We were out walking, and then when I was on the radio, I was just scanning the HF stuff, so I wouldn't have heard you, but I can pick up stations from those two repeaters here, though.
Yeah, roger that. I figured all the real hams are spinning the dial on HF at this time anyway, so I figured that's what people were doing. But I just got back from Tawas Point. We were out there taking some pictures and seeing some family a little bit, and I just got back, so I'm letting my dogs run around the backyard and just relaxing here while they go and relieve themselves.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, I bet you that was nice up there. A little warm, but it's always nice on the water if that's where you were.
Yeah, we were right out there by the lighthouse, and we were on the beach at first, taking pictures with the lighthouse in the background, which was so hot. We were all sweating, and the photographer's like, "It's okay, I'll Photoshop out all the sweat stains." And then we walked to the other side, where the water was, and we all took our shoes off and were walking around in the water and taking pictures of the sunset and whatnot. It was cool. But we were all relieved to be done with it because it was so warm out. We were all just sweating bullets just from the heat.
Yeah, roger on that. Yeah, I pretty much stayed in the house today except for our walk. So, well, very good. I heard you out there. I just thought I'd come back and say hello. You get anywhere, well, you probably haven't because you've been out of town, but you're going to be working on that antenna, the HF antenna.
Yeah, roger that. My RG8X cable came in, and I'm probably going to have to put in a grounding rod, I think, but I can just pick that up at Menards. Probably a braided cable to go from the antenna to the grounding rod. I can just pick that up at the local hardware store. But I think I have everything now. I've got the radio, antenna tuner, antenna cable. I've got tips to solder on. I think I'm ready to start construction. So I'm going to reach out to that guy I met at the radio club and see if we can put a day together.
Awesome. Very cool. Yeah, it's always fun to get all the pieces and order them all and get it all together. And then, you know, when the day comes, you get on the air and you start spinning the dial, it's all worth it for sure. It's a lot of fun to get from that. I'm having a ball, I know that. So sounds like you're on your way. You got all the pieces. Just need somebody to help you put it all together and check your SWRs, make sure you're good in all your different bands, and away you go.
Yeah, copy that. I ordered, I don't know if you're familiar with this brand, it's S-E-E-S-I-I, C-S-I, and they make network analyzers, so for $50, I picked it up off of Amazon, I think it's showing up tomorrow, it's got a it has a full screen on it, and I also have a little SWR watt meter from Sherecom. So we'll probably be using those, or, he goes by Doc. I imagine Doc might have a nicer SWR meter than either of these, so maybe we'll end up using that, I'm not sure. But, I'm going to check all my radios again and see how it's coming through.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that brand, but I know there's what they call antenna analyzers out there. I think the one that comes to mind is Nano, VNA, something like that. A lot of guys use, but there's that one. You know, they're a cheaper meter, but you've got to learn, you know, there's more steps, I guess, to operate them. The one that I've heard that a lot of guys use is Rig Expert. It's made by Rig Expert, and that one they can set up all the different bands all at once and take a scan across all the different bands. It's pretty cool. I just had a guy that already had one came over, and we only had to move the wire 2 inches, and I was set. I got good SWR in all the different bands.
Yeah, copy that. The CSI branded network analyzer. It's a nano VNA type meter. So maybe it'll do most of the stuff. I don't know. I'll have to learn how to use that all over again. And then I don't know if I'll get my hands on a Rig Expert in the near future. Anyway, seem kind of pricey. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Maybe somebody I know has one. But all right, it's getting late. I gotta get to bed because I gotta work in the morning, unfortunately. But I appreciate you shouting out, Greg. We'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear for the night after your final.
Alrighty, Mike. Yeah, that nano, that your analyzer will work, no problem. You just gotta, like you said, learn how to operate it and all that. I didn't have to do that. I had a guy that had the Rig Expert, so he came over and helped me out. Those are expensive. Yeah, I couldn't see spending $350 for, you know, one time on my antenna here. Where he does it a lot for POTA, so he bought one for that. So, anyways, all right, Mike, have a good evening. We'll talk at you later. WSGH-92, I'll be clear.
WSIL-946, monitoring the frequency. Hey, 284, you out there? WSIL 946. No copy, 284, WSIL 946. I'm clear. Hey, I forgot, 375 Matt, you out there? WSIL 946. No copy, 375 WSIL 946.
is WSIT 284 calling WSIL 946. Do you copy?
Hey 284, what's going on? 946 here.
I copy you, Ralph. Not much, man. I heard you calling me. I was in the kitchen, though, making a late night snack and a drink.
Oh, yeah. That's all good. I was talking to 841. That's, I'm trying to remember his personal. Help me.
His first personal is Jason.
That's right, Jason. Yeah, we were talking antennas a little bit, stuff. Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm about to do a little sneaky snack myself and think about hitting the pillow.
Yeah, Brad, I heard you guys out there talking antennas and J-poles and ground planes.
Yeah, well, 902, I guess he's good friends with Dave, 793, and, you know, he said, hey, come over here and maybe get something up on the roof, you know, one of these days. I don't know, we'll see.
Roger that. I heard that, too. That would be pretty cool if you ended up wanting to put an antenna up there. That would be a creative thing to do.
You know, I don't have anybody here, you know, complaining about this or that. It's all me, and I got to get this antenna out of my face. It's got to be outside or in the attic where I can't, you know, have to deal with it.
Copy that. Well, I've got the same situation, but, which means I got an extra bedroom up front that I turned into my shack. So I have my antenna set up here. It's actually on a wrapping paper cart, which is kind of funny. I made it like a radio cart instead. And then when I monitor, I have my handheld across the house in the other room. So I don't really see it unless I'm sitting in here in the shack.
A rolling paper cart. How many spools does this thing hold?
Yeah, I said rolling paper, but it's a rolling cart or wrapping paper. I guess that's the same thing. I don't know. There's a compartment on the back that's got like three or four different circles, and each one could probably hold, I don't know, six rolls. I don't know the size of it. There's some of these posts that you can put ribbons on, or you could put extra paper rolls there, but I've got some coax wrapped around it.
Well, you know, I really didn't want the details, but I know what you're talking about, and the more rolls they hold, the taller they are, and they're, what are they, about 3 foot wide?
This one's pretty small. This one's like maybe 2.5. It's almost 3 feet, probably.
Okay, yeah. Well, whatever works. Like I say, I just I'm getting tired of coax on the floor and the antenna hanging here in my little shack, you know.
Absolutely copy that. I just happened to get this thing for free, and it just worked out pretty great for this usage. But, you know, to do it up really proper, you should probably get an antenna outside. I should get an antenna outside, but I'm not doing that. I'm just going to leave it how it is.
Well, you know, I could go that same route. You know, I mean, geez, we're communicating. Why do you need something bigger and better? And I'm never going to be a simplex, so I don't know. Maybe it's just something I'm not going to get into.
Roger that. Simplex would be probably the largest motivator for me. I don't really have many people to simplex with, though, anyways. But, yeah, I mean, I think we're probably sounding better than 60% of the people come through out here, other than if there's like some weird storm going on or something going on through Peter, as is right now.
I agree. Well, I can't hear myself, but I'm, you know, I communicate with everybody, but, you know, I'm probably maybe 4 miles south of the Mount Clemens repeater. So if I can hit that well, and the Detroit seems to work better, actually, I'm good.
After that, you really are totally fine. I don't think you even run high power usually. If you're running high power, you'd probably be extra fine. Like I said, unless it's those weird days where there's like some weird storm or strange stuff happening through repeaters. But Detroit has the elevation on there, so that's why everybody can get into Detroit easier.
Yeah, roger that. Well, right now I'm on a DB20, as you might remember. I'm at medium power, so it's like 10 watts or so.
Copy that. Well, you're sounding especially good tonight. You're typically sounding good, though. I'm about, 20-25 miles away from the Detroit repeater, so I'm running my full 50 watts, as always, out of here in Farmington Hills.
Well, geez, you always sound good. You know, but there's just a little fizz, though, behind it, but other than that, audio is perfect.
Both sound great.
284, did you hear that, fella? You said we both sound great?
Copy that. I'm not sure who it was, but I appreciate the feedback, station out there.
USIJ 839. Spread to me.
I thought the last end of that 39. Come on back.
WSIJ 839.
I got you now, Adrian. How's it going out there? You good?
Pretty nice. I'm just sitting out here on the lounge chair, enjoying the wonderful weather.
Roger that. I don't get out of the house much. If I had a nice porch, which I don't, or maybe a door wall, I could just slip out there in the back and hang out. I'd be all over it, but right now I don't have it. I wish I did.
I exactly feel the same way. The second through fifth floor apartments all have balconies. I'm on the first floor, we don't need a balcony.
Whereabouts you located, 839? 839, yes. Whereabouts you located?
Thirteen in Utica would be the easiest way to explain it.
Okay, well, you're hitting the Mount Clemens repeater just fine. Just fine. 284, you copying this guy good?
Yeah, roger that, Ralph. I got a pretty good copy on 839. 839, are you the gentleman who gets an antenna out there in a tree?
Well, I was. But now I just mounted one to my car.
Did you say on your cart?
Yeah, I have one of those little grocery cart things. That's the old people you at the grocery store. The funny drug and calming.
I have that and I have all small, well, right now I've only got four of my radios. On the back of the cart. And the antennas on the front of the cart above my head.
Well, you're sounding pretty good. Sounds like you're mobile there. Copy?
That's because I'm sitting on 13 in Utica. And the cars are going by.
Well, I'll tell you what, sometimes you're coming in good, and other times you're coming in really good. So you're moving around a little bit, I can see.
Actually, I'm not moving a bit. But I'm sitting kind of low. So it's picking up all the noise from around me, and that might be why, I don't know.
Hey, WSIL 946 for ID. 284. What do you think?
This is WSIP 284 for ID. I think 839 is sounding pretty good right now. Originally, it was a little hard to make the copy, like, real early in the conversation, but subsequently, every transmission since has been coming in good for me. Maybe that is some noise canceling with the cars, because just a moment ago, I thought I heard a hint of the road, but nothing, like, covering over the transmission.
Yeah, me too. Hey, 839, what kind of radio are you talking on there, if you can copy?
Yeah, I got a copy on this, WSIP 83. It's a TID radio set to GMRS.
Okay, so it's not a handheld then, is it?
It's a micro handheld. It's only about the size of a half a pack of cigarettes.
Well, geez, 384, we might want to think about getting something that's teeny weeny small.
And gee, I got two of them for $28.
WSDH 380, monitoring.